There. Now, some breaking political news for you this lunchtime. Former Cabinet Minister Richard Bruton is expected to stand down as a Fine Gael TD at the next election. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is on the line with more on this breaking news. He's expected to make this announcement formally to his constituency organisation this evening, I think, Micheál.
Yeah, that's expected sometime before 9 o'clock tonight. And I suppose it is significant in some ways, maybe not entirely unexpected around Leinster House, but it does bring to six the number of Fine Gael TDs who will not stand now at the next election. That's six out of the 35 that were elected in 2020, including David Stanton, Michael Creed, John Paul Phelan, Joe McHugh and Brendan Griffin. But Richard Bruton, of course, the current chairperson of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party too, and someone who has served in Cabinet many, many times since he was first elected in 1982, most recently in the role of Environment and Climate Action, and before that, Minister for Education from 16 to 2018.
Prompted perhaps more by the fact that he has served long in political life, as you say, has been a cabinet minister, more prompted by that perhaps than the boundary changes affecting his constituency, which I think he left the number of seats unchanged, so perhaps didn't particularly present a re-election challenge.
I think Fine Gael will look to that constituency. It is the five-seater Dublin Bay North constituency, and point out that they did get a quota there the last time, Richard Bruton getting elected on the 10 counts. So there would be a feeling the party would be, on the face of it, based on current national polls, secure there. So yes, I think more of the long service would be the one on this. Richard Bruton is one of the people, of course, who questions would have been asked about. He turned 70 last March as to whether he would stand or not. He hasn't said anything up to now. Tonight, that's meant to change.
All right, Micheál, we leave it there. Thanks very much indeed, our political correspondent Micheál. And again, more from Micheál, I'm sure, in the course of the day on that announcement.